Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Peter Cunningham, CEO of Gamma Pharma, which trades on the OTC bulletin board, ticker symbol GMPM. And Gamma Pharmaceuticals is an industry leader and innovator in the business of formulating and marketing health supplement products for the over-the-counter market, both domestically and internationally. Thanks for joining us today, Peter.
Thank you, Juan. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Great. Now, bring us up to speed on the company's main technology, jelly.
Gamma has developed a gel delivery. The real science behind it is that we're able to take a matrix of natural materials and impregnate them with a very high weight by volume of, call them supplements or active ingredients or whatever class of products we'd be working in. And the gel itself causes them to be absorbed very rapidly in the oral cavity and in the throat, which gives a very efficient absorption and prevents the products from degrading in the digestive tract. Right now we're focusing on nutritional supplements, nutraceuticals, sports nutrition, because the regulatory cost of introducing products in those categories is less than the cost of introducing products as OTC or prescription. We will move up the technology curve, and we're working in the lab now and have demonstrated that we can have stable and well-delivered, high bioavailability OTC products and prescription products. So we're on the way up the curve, but right now we're focusing on commercializing the supplements.
And talk about some of your main products and brands, and what are some of their main uses and applications in the market?
We are primarily a marketing company with formulation expertise. And as a marketing operation, we've set up three brands. The brand for children is called Brilliant Choice. Mom, you've made a brilliant choice for your children's nutrition. The youth brand is called Jugular. Go for the Jugular. And the adult brand is called Savvy. Be savvy, stay healthy. Now, within each of those categories, we have a range of products. And the total number of SKUs at this time is 36. The total number of formulations is 25. So we have everything from your traditional children's multivitamins to fish oils and cholines and many different combinations, immune boosters and others. So in the youth category right now, we're focusing on energy products and sports nutrition, and those are under the name Jugular, and they actually have a number of benefits compared to the competitive products, including the very high absorption and a rate of dissipation that prevents the product from interfering with normal sleep. So there's a lot there for that. And in the adult categories, we focus on a few different specialized areas, such as calcium for women who are postmenopausal and have had certain health issues, such as cancers that are treated with certain chemotherapies, which cause severe calcium depletion. We have products for men for prostate health, and then a whole range of other immune boosters and for immune boosters for nighttime and for daytime. And the nighttime is when your immune system is charging itself anyway. So these really help with that process. Our immune booster formulation became the number one selling new product in a national chain where we introduced it to demonstrate the consumer preference for the products. So we know they work, and we know the consumer prefers them over existing technologies.
And talk to us a little bit about some of the trends in the market and how well positioned the company is to capitalize.
The gel technologies were actually developed about 10 years ago, or the development process started about 10 years ago. As we found that there was a significant change in the consumer's pattern of dosing themselves, and it's called dosage fatigue. With tablets and capsules, they would tend to stop taking the products, and that causes a major problem. So we came up with the gels as a way to give the consumer something pleasant while they're getting the benefits of the medicine or the supplements. That was something that I developed with a group of scientists in Europe about 10 years ago. And my development experience and marketing experience is that the products that I've worked on sell about $1 billion a year by companies such as Novartis and Aventis, Sanofi, GlaxoSmithKline primarily. So I took this technology myself, and we developed these ranges of products. And that puts us in the forefront of the trends in the market. We're well ahead of the curve as the consumer trends favor dosing types of dosing other than tablets and capsules. We're right there with the most popular and commonly used products.
And what differentiates Gamma Pharmaceuticals from other players in your sector?
We have a management team that is from multinational pharmaceuticals. So we have a big company approach to things, and in terms of our market share and product mix and how we do things, but a small company cost structure. In that respect, that's why, you know, with in our development curve, we came up with 36 SKUs and three major brands within a relatively short period of time on a very low budget, and that gives us a full complement of products to roll out. Our marketing programs will be very, very effective. You see these in 6 to 7 major cities in the U.S. this year. We also have distribution and marketing in China. And we'll roll out throughout Asia and throughout the U.S., Canada, and Mexico over the next couple of years and then into Europe. So we have all of these resources ready in place, connections, contacts, approvals, everything needed. We just have to be prudent in how we're spending the money and where we're focusing that spend.
And perhaps you can walk us through your experience and also the experience of some of your senior management team.
Well, I worked in the pharmaceutical industry for probably 20 years, and approximately half or more than half of that was working with multinational companies. There's been a series of mergers in the industry, as you know. So the companies that I work for are currently GlaxoSmithKline and Aventis, Sanofi, Novartis primarily. Then I had a consulting business with Coopers and Libren, which is now PricewaterhouseCoopers, that became the largest healthcare consulting practice in Asia in the late 90s. And then I did work with governments in Asia over a period of time on the national healthcare system. So I have a lot of experience with both the development, the government relations, approval processes, formulations, and was able to bring in a very good team. Hao Zhang is a PhD. Raised in China, educated in Canada and the U.S. He is responsible for the Asian operations and the overall marketing. Joe Cunningham is a CFO. He has, a number of years' experience as a banker in London and in Singapore for Europe and Asia. So we have a very good reach. We have experts in the formulation area and in the logistics and distribution. So we're well covered in all of those regards. We've been fortunate in being able to put together a very, very capable and experienced team.
And what objectives has your management set for the company for the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, as I mentioned, we're going to be rolling out products in 6 or 7 major cities in the U.S. and in 5 cities in China, probably Hong Kong, and 3 cities in Taiwan as well. That would give us a first-year revenue of approximately $30 million. And that is a number that we put together from the bottom-up, number of outlets, the product mix, schedules for shipping and things. So it's all very granular. We have, as I mentioned, a promotion program that we would run in 6 or 7 cities here in the U.S. because we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We don't want to spend nationally when we can get very effective penetration in major markets by focusing on just those markets. Over time, we'll roll out to many additional markets in those territories, plus startup activities in Europe, where we already have negotiations with the EU for incentives for us to set up there. So, yeah, this is all a planned rollout. According to our calendar, we're behind schedule, though, because of this economic situation that we're still experiencing. But we've come through it and have been able to weather the storm. In fact, just this week, we're moving into a new warehouse facility, because we have the confidence in our business going forward. So that's all the good news. We will continue hiring. We'll continue expansion. And we will be looking to do acquisitions from time to time, depending on the situation for the companies that are available for acquisition. We're contacted by management from companies looking to be acquired on a regular basis.
So, yeah, continue talking about the company's growth. Do you look more to grow organically, or are you looking more towards M&A opportunities?
In the early stages, our growth will come from the organic. We have the products. We have the programs for the rollouts, and we have the relationships with the retail chains and hospitals and others who we would work with to hit our numbers. At the same time, though, as I say, we are offered acquisitions. We do know how to do acquisitions, so if something attractive comes along, we would go after it. As we get a little bit bigger and have a little bit more muscle in the marketplace, and meaning market share, plus we have a higher market cap, then we can go after bigger acquisitions, which we will. So that... that's how we will round it all out. We know, if we could take a timeline, we could probably map out 6 or 8 acquisitions over the next 6 or 8 years in parallel to our organic growth.
And once again, joining us today is Peter Cunningham, CEO of Gamma Pharmaceuticals, which trades on the OTC Bulletin Board. Ticker symbol is GMPM. And currently trading at 11 cents per share. Before we conclude, Peter, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Gamma Pharma as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, the situation that we've just gone through has been a bit punishing to our share price. And so now is actually good timing for people coming in. We have had... as I say, good success on the commercial side that just went as unheard news in the financial markets throughout the last 6 months or 7 months. So now as the markets begin to stabilize and as the news gets more balanced between good and bad, then we think that that our targeted audience will start to pay more attention to us. And the bigger we can make that audience, of course, the happier that everyone will be. So people coming in as investors into our company could look forward to the growth. And from a price point today, that is significantly below where we should be, in our view.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress. And I'd like to thank you for the update today.
Well, Juan, thank you very much for the opportunity to present. It was a pleasure.
Great. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.